An ongoing gas leak in Cook Inlet is sparking a debate over pipeline safety. Hilcorp, the responsible company, says it can't shut off the flow of gas through the pipeline without risking an oil spill. But a number of environmental groups disagree. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
It's been over a month since Hilcorp revealed a pipeline fueling offshore oil platforms in Cook Inlet is leaking hundreds of thousands of cubic feet of natural gas per day. A recent letter from the federal agency overseeing the incident revealed the leak began in late December. Dangerous ice conditions in the inlet mean divers may not be able to start repairs for weeks. So environmental groups are intensifying their push to shut down the pipeline. Hilcorp, the biggest oil and gas producer in Cook Inlet, has repeatedly claimed shutting off the gas would be unsafe for workers and the environment. The pipeline carried crude oil until it was converted to gas in 2005. Hilcorp argues shutting off the gas could lead to an oil spill from residual oil in the line. Lois Epstein of the Wilderness Society calls Hilcorp's argument,
frankly, bogus.
Epstein, who has advised the federal government on pipeline safety, says there shouldn't be much oil in the fuel line. She says it would have been flushed out when it was converted to a gas line. Because Epstein doesn't think there's a big oil spill risk, her message to Hilcorp is this.
If you can't repair it, you need to shut it down and wait until you can repair things safely.
Epstein isn't alone. Last week, several national environmental groups, including Greenpeace and the Natural Resources Defense Council, sent a letter to the federal government demanding it force Hilcorp to immediately shut down the pipeline. A local environmental group, Cook Inlet Keeper, is lobbying state legislators to call for a shutdown. But in a March safety order, the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration gave Hilcorp until May 1st to fix the line or shut it down. The agency agreed with Hilcorp that it would be too risky to shut down the gas line immediately. In the same letter, the federal agency also noted there's a second pipeline nearby, operating in an environment substantially similar to the leaking gas line. That pipeline is carrying crude oil. Epstein argues if the crude oil pipeline was leaking instead, the federal government would be cracking down on Hilcorp.
Hilcorp was, in fact, lucky that it was a gas line because they are having this argument about whether they need to shut down or not. But if it was the oil line or if the breach was closer to the platform, I'm very confident that the state or federal governments would be shutting down this line.
Both Hilcorp and the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration turned down interview requests. The State Department of Environmental Conservation says it's reviewing Hilcorp's environmental monitoring plan and also can't comment until that process is complete. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.